The arrest of Robert Hansen has the government asking why the FBI counterintelligence expert would want to spy for Russia. As authorities scrutinize Hansen's life for some type of motivation to commit espionage, it appears he doesn't fit easily into any single category, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
In the past quarter century, about 150 Americans have been caught committing espionage. And according to psychological profilers, the motivation usually comes down to a handful of reasons. Those include money, resentment, ideology, and thrill-seeking. By far the biggest motivator is money, but perhaps not in this case. Paul Moore, a former national security analyst at the FBI, says the letters that Hansen allegedly sent to the KGB don't point toward greed.
He's never really pressing for money, which is unusual in these cases. He's never telling them, hey, what I gave you was worth a lot more than $12,000. You should give me at least $50,000. And he just seems to be saying thank you for whatever it is that they send him over time.
In fact, at one point, Hansen allegedly asked the KGB to give him less money because he couldn't absorb that much. Moore, who was a close friend of Hansen's for 20 years, doesn't think ideology was a factor either, and explains with an anecdote. Moore carpooled with Hansen for several years. One night on the car radio, they heard a reporter describe morality as an implied social contract.
And Bob listened to that, and he just gave a big sort of a grunt. And he reached over and he turned off the radio. And he says, the basis of morality is God's law. It's not an implied social contract. That's just nonsense.
Moore describes Hansen as a deeply religious man, a Catholic who went to Mass every day. In conversations, Hansen would describe the Soviet Union as a godless society, and he appeared to have an aversion to communism. In fact, Hansen and his wife were involved with Opus Dei, a somewhat private and very conservative Catholic organization. Paul Moore.
And the foundation of Opus Dei is that there are two great evils in the world. One of them is communism, the other is materialism. And to find him involved working for a communist country is just a shock.
Moore and others believe that thrill-seeking makes more sense. Rusty Capps, who worked with Hansen at the FBI between 1990 and 1995, says normally a spy will do as few document drops as possible and limit the chance of getting caught communicating with the Russians. But if the FBI complaint is true, Capps says, then Hansen was doing the opposite.
He's doing a lot more meets than we normally see in a case like this. And that speaks to, again, this idea of him wanting to push the envelope, walk on that razor's edge.
Also, he and his handlers allegedly use the same signal site for message and response. Capps says that's a risky method because he could attract attention by being in the same vicinity as his handlers, who might be followed by U.S. agents.
He looks like a person that's taking unnecessary risk, and I have to ask myself why. And it looks to me like excitement is perhaps the motivation that we would want to focus on.
Capps notes some of that risk-taking could come from Hansen's brilliance and expertise. He and others say Hansen was an intellectual star, one of the first to use computers in espionage analysis in the early 1980s, and a supervisor of the Soviet analysis unit. In fact, Capps says his expertise gave him the ability to beat the FBI's security system, and that might have prompted him to try. FBI sources believe if there's one driving force to Hansen's alleged spying, it is arrogance. Clinton Van Zandt, a retired psychological profiler at the FBI, agrees. Van Zandt says that notion of superiority often leads to a sense of being underappreciated.
He probably believes he knew more about any given topic than anyone else around him and may have felt slighted that he didn't perhaps get promotions that he would have liked to have gotten.
In fact, Capps recalls that as brilliant as Hansen was, he could not conduct a briefing or command a group, leadership qualities that are rewarded at the FBI. After reading the FBI complaint, Van Zandt says it appears that Hansen was passed over for more high-profile jobs, such as special agent in charge of a bureau.
To a lot of people, coming to that realization that you have what it takes to be an administrator in headquarters, but you can't go out and run criminal cases or the FBI doesn't think you can be very devastating to someone.
Of course, Robert Hansen has not been convicted of anything, and in the end, experts say there's only one way to know what motivates a person to spy, and that is for the spy to tell them. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.